This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Who did you come across that you were surprised at their collection?
My friend's ex-husband, when they were married, I went to their house for the first time after they got everything settled in, and he had an absorbent amount of Snoopy dolls.
Cool. Wait, and how were they displayed, the Snoopy dolls?
In a cupboard all over, just kind of like in a knick-knack drawer. It was very weird, like a collectible thing is... I was just like, okay, this is weird for a grown man to have a bunch of Snoopies, but hey, who am I to judge?
Right. I mean, you know, if Snoopy's your thing, Snoopy's your thing. So was that the reason they got divorced?
Oh, no. It just didn't end up working out in the end.
Okay, that happens. Tracy, somebody surprised you with a collection they have.
Well, I guess it's kind of my collection because I bought most of them, but my 9-year-old son has probably over 100 Funko Pops.
Nice. So you're in the Funko Pop world, too. Nice. What's the favorites?
I would say probably his anime. He likes anime. And now he loves Harry Potter. So now he's starting to collect those. But cool. He has Disney and, I mean, everything.
Where is your best place to get Funko Pop action figures?
That 80s toy shop on Delaware.
Nice.
That is a great location. I respect your boy. Well done. You're a good mom.
Thank you so much for calling. So it's a Funko Pop collection. Hi, Kylie. What collection did somebody have that surprised you?
Barbie dolls. And he's a man of 38.
And he collects Barbie dolls. So tell me, like, how, like, you walked in the house, and where are these Barbie dolls displayed?
They're in a Barbie dream house. It was crazy. I used to have one, too. But
okay. A Barbie dream house?
Yeah. It was, like, all pink and sparkly. And he has no kids either.
Hmm. Was there an explanation as to why this Barbie dream house was in his house?
He said that he wished he played with them when he was little, but his mom never bought them because he was a boy, so he bought them for himself.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. Barbie dream house for the win. Raquel, it's collection talk. What collection surprised you?
My sister's. I didn't know she was a little... I knew she was weird. I didn't know she was this weird. She keeps her cat's whiskers when they fall off.
Wow.
Your sister does this, and you said it was your sister that does this, right?
Yes.
Hi,
I went to her house for the first time. She got a new house, and she showed me, like, a little jar, and she says, oh, this is just his whiskers. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Is she using them to make paintbrushes or using them for spells? Like, what do you do with a cat's whisker?
That's a great question, and I really don't know.
Because I don't have a cat. How many whiskers does a cat lose? Like, how many were in the jar? What kind of jar?
It was quite a bit. She has three cats, and I don't know. I don't know how often they lose whiskers, but there was quite a few in there. And she's had those cats for years, so that could be a year's worth of buildup.
Wow.
It was like a mason jar.
Hi. I can't wait.
So it's my brother, and he has a couple different ones. He collects M&M stuff, or used to, and had a whole M&M room at one of his first houses.
The candy or the wrapper?
Oh, yes, candy M&M.
Oh.
Gotcha.
So what was this, on the first floor or the second floor of his house?
It was on the first floor in, like, an extra bedroom.
Okay.
So, and another thing he collected, and still I think does, is Pez, the Pez containers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It has, like, a huge setup with them all over the place. So
is he Robbie Takac? Because that's his collection.
I didn't know that.
You know, because...
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know when you have a Pez dispenser, there's your most prized possession Pez dispenser. What one is his?
You know what? I don't know what it is, but I do remember when my son was like three, he knocked over into the whole container and all the Pez like knocked over and fell down. And we had to pick them and straighten them all up. So I'm not sure what his favorite one is, though.
Wow.
Was your boy ever allowed back at the house?
Never.
Yes, he was.
Never seen again.
Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's the collection that surprised you?
Good morning. I have a friend that actually collects the hair from her dog, and she spins it and turns it into a blanket.
That's lovely.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, that's lovely, yes. Jan. That's
is that wait
recycling.
Can I say ew to that? And I love dogs.
Yes, no, definitely. She put the blanket on me, and I was like, ew.
Ew, right? Yeah. So, how do you spin dog hair into a blanket? And what kind of dog are we talking about?
You know what? I wish I could remember the type of dog, but it's with any kind of material. You kind of like mesh it together between your fingers and it starts to stick together, and then you make it into a thread.
Mm-mm.
Almost like a yarn, and then you use the yarn to knit or crochet whatever you want.
Jan, you like a hobby, don't you?
I love dogs, but that I don't
me
know
too.
I'm just kind of wondering what other things she integrated her dog into at her house, and I'm kind of scared.
I don't know.
You
are
know
you
I made you some lemonade and the water might taste really good from the dog bowl.
Care for a brownie?
It's delicious. Oh, that is so funny. Yes. Thank you for calling. Didn't expect to hear that on the radio. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. My cousin from marriage.
Uh-huh.
And remember years and years ago when they used to have the pop cans that used to, the tops used to come right off? He used to take them and fold them and put them all together in a chain.
And how long is the chain?
Oh, it was long. It was long. It was like feet, yards. It was
like
long.
Decorate a Christmas tree long?
No. Oh, yeah. Longer than that.
Oh, wow. And why?
Longer than that. I don't know. And then
where did he display this chain? Where would you see it?
It was in a bag.
What about you? What collection do you have?
I like to collect Christmas ornaments.
You do?
The old-fashioned Christmas ornaments.
Where do you get those?
Oh, they're expensive, but you can buy them online. Amazon and that, but yeah, Christmas ornaments I love.
I used to collect ornaments until one day my son had a bat in the family room with the Christmas tree and then was swinging at each of them.
Oh, the Sammy Sosa incident.
Mark McGuire up at bat and he would swing.
Sure.
And literally it was just a pile
He was the home run king that year.
That was Patrick.
Oh, you must have died.
Now, you know what? I'll tell you what the truth is.
That was her favorite child. He could do
it helped you
wrong.
Purge your collection.
Still one of them. The thing of it is, because I was collecting, and to be honest with you, it freed me from the collection.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind. I was freed from it, and now my ornaments are like from Target. I think it's funny that nobody called in with their Buffalo Bills collection, because I think we all just expect it. It would be obvious and never judged, you know, no matter what kind of Bills collection you have.
I've heard about people that collect nail clippings, and I was waiting for that call. I was waiting for that call. No. Didn't get it. Like their own nail clippings.
A side note. I just don't want to scare all of our friends from Hallmark that are in town. You're in a great city with a lot of fun people, and we love the Hallmark movie, and thank you for shooting in Buffalo. We appreciate you. That's really cool that you're going to put a spotlight on our city.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.